Chapter 4. A Visit to Lyme. Mr. Hayter did not visit the Musgroves for 3 days. Mr. and Mrs. Musgrove invited him to dinner at the Great House, but he did not come.
Mr. Hayter is jealous of Frederick, thought Anne. He thinks that Henrietta is in love with Frederick.
One morning, Louisa and Henrietta came to Uppercross Cottage.
We're going for a long walk, they said to Anne. Would you like to come with us?
Oh, good, said Mary. I love long walks.
But maybe you'll get very tired, Mary, Anne said.
Of course I won't get tired, said Mary. I'm very good at walking. I'm coming with you.
While Anne and Mary were getting ready for the walk, Charles arrived home with Captain Wentworth. When they heard about the walk, they decided to come too. It was a beautiful day in November. Anne was walking with Charles and Mary. Captain Wentworth, Louisa, and Henrietta were walking and talking together. They walked across the fields. Then they climbed a high hill. On the other side of the hill, there was a farmhouse.
Isn't that Mr. Hayter's house? Asked Mary.
Yes, said Charles. Let's go and say hello to him. I don't want to see Mr. Hayter, said Mary. I'm very tired. Let's go back now.
Then Henrietta and I will go and see him, said Charles. Stay here and wait for us.
Charles and Henrietta ran down the hill to the farmhouse. Louisa and Captain Wentworth walked a little more together. Mary sat down under a tree and Anne sat with her. But then Mary said,
Maybe Louisa has found a better place to sit. Go and find her, Anne.
Anne followed Louisa and Captain Wentworth. Soon she heard their voices. She went and stood behind a tree. She could not see them, but she could hear their conversation.
Anne is much nicer than Mary, Louisa was saying. We wanted our brother Charles to marry Anne, not Mary.
Did Charles ask Anne to marry him? Asked Captain Wentworth. He was surprised.
Yes, replied Louisa. But she said no. Maybe Lady Russell persuaded her that Charles wasn't clever enough.
Oh no, thought Anne. Now Frederick thinks that I'm very weak. He blames me for always listening to Lady Russell's advice.
She went back to Mary. Just then, Charles and Henrietta arrived with Mr. Hayter. Both Mr. Hayter and Henrietta looked very happy.
Everything is all right again between Mr. Hayter and Henrietta, thought Anne. That's good.
On the way back to Uppercross, Anne started to feel very tired. Just then, they heard a horse and carriage.
It's my sister and Admiral Croft, said Captain Wentworth. They went for a drive this morning.
The carriage stopped.
Are any of you tired? Asked the Admiral. We can take one person back to Uppercross in our carriage.
Captain Wentworth spoke quietly to his sister. Then Mrs. Croft said,
Anne, you look tired. Please come with us.
Yes, said Admiral Croft. Please get into the carriage.
Captain Wentworth helped Anne to get into the carriage. She felt surprised, but also very happy. This is the second time that Frederick has helped me, she thought. A few days later, Captain Wentworth went to visit an old friend in the town of Lyme. His friend was another naval officer, Captain Harville. He and his wife were renting a small house there for the winter. When Captain Wentworth came back to Uppercross, he talked a lot about Lyme. It's a very pretty and interesting little town, he said, and it's by the sea.
Then let's all go and visit it, said Louisa. It's only 17 miles from Uppercross.
Everybody felt very excited about going to Lyme, and they planned to stay there for the night. So as soon as they arrived there, they found a hotel. Then Captain Wentworth went to visit the Harvilles, and the others went down to the sea. While they were walking on the beach, they saw Captain Wentworth with three other people, Captain and Mrs. Harville, and another young man.
Who's that? Asked Mary.
It's Captain Benwick, replied Anne.
He's staying with the Harvilles. Captain Wentworth told us about him. Don't you remember? Captain Benwick's story was very sad. He was engaged to Captain Harville's sister, Fanny, but a few months ago, she became ill and died. So now he was quiet and did not speak much. That evening, Captain Harville came to the hotel, bringing Captain Benwick with him. Captain Harville and Captain Wentworth sat in one part of the room telling stories about the Navy. Anne sat with Captain Benwick. He loved reading, so she started talking to him about books. Captain Benwick enjoyed their conversation very much. Anne felt happy that she could help him. The next morning, Anne and Henrietta got up early and went down to the sea. They met Captain Wentworth and Louisa on the beach.
Let's all go back to the hotel for breakfast, said Captain Wentworth.
There were steps going from the beach up to the town. A gentleman was standing at the top of the steps. When Anne passed him, he looked at her. She was looking very pretty. Thought Captain Wentworth. That man admires Anne very much. When they got back to the hotel, Anne passed the same gentleman and he looked at her again. Then, while everybody was having breakfast, they heard a carriage outside. They looked through the window and saw the gentleman leaving.
Who's that gentleman? Captain Wentworth asked the waiter.
His name is Mr. Elliot, replied the waiter. He arrived last night while you were having dinner. He's on his way to Bath. He's very rich. I heard that he'll be a baronet one day.
Oh, said Mary in surprise. Then he's our cousin, William Elliot, our father's heir. We didn't know that he was staying at the hotel too.
That's very interesting, thought Anne. One day, William Elliot will own Kellynch Hall. He looks like a nice gentleman. After breakfast, it was time to go back to Uppercross. The Harvilles and Captain Benwick came to the hotel to say goodbye.
the Harvilles went home again, but the others decided to walk down to the sea for one last time.